Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. In today's Time Out for Music, we are to tell you more about the Katia Popova Worried Days, which is among the most remarkable cultural events in Bulgaria. The first edition of the festival took place in 1966, initiated by the great opera singer whose name the event bears. According to the organizers, this is the first festival in the world which provides a stage just for young artists who received prestigious awards. The 29th edition of the festival, which ended days ago, included singers and musicians from Bulgaria, Belgium, Ukraine and Serbia. The program included two symphony concerts featuring the Pleven Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Jordan Dafov and Dejan Pavlov, and two chamber music events. At the opening of the festival, the audience enjoyed the performance of two young singers, Doroteya Doroteeva, soprano, and Petar Dimov, baritone, who performed arias from works by Verdi and Tchaikovsky. Ukrainian Sasha Grunyuk also performed at the festival. He is a graduate of the Guildhall School, winner of more than 10 major music competitions. Here is what he told Radio Bulgaria.
I was born in Ukraine, in Kiev, and then I came to London about 12 years ago when I was 18. And I spent here all my student years, so I finished my bachelor and master's degree, and then I stayed to live here. So at the moment, I'm just based in London and travel from here if I need to play some concerts. Bulgaria, I loved Bulgaria, and as I mentioned, I was there before as a tourist, just to the Black Sea. I had a girlfriend in Varna, so I was visiting Bulgaria about 10 years ago. And this was the first invitation I've ever had to come and play there. And I really, really, really enjoyed it. And people are very warm and really, really pleasant to go to a Slavic country as Bulgaria and play different audience, because the audience is a bit different from the rest of the Europe by being probably closer. The audience is very sincere and very open. You know, audience is everywhere quite warm and people are very similar, but somehow they are less afraid to express themselves, not necessarily in applause, but when they come to you afterwards, they tell you what they think. Very sincere and very direct. Mm-hmm. So that was wonderful. You know, as an artist, I do different things. But I think the most important thing, and I mentioned it already in some interview, that, you know, most important thing is what moves you through life. What is that main thing that moves you through life? Sort of whatever you do and whatever work you do, there's always a reason, you know, that why you do that. And it's not necessarily coming from head. It's not necessarily some reason that you've decided because you thought about what you should do and you do it. But especially for the artist, it cannot come from head alone, because art is such a thing that should be born from some different place, not necessarily from head. So yeah, that's the most important thing for me and for other people, I think, to think about what moves them through life. For me, it's sort of a heart area, and you cannot necessarily call it love or something, but it's definitely something beyond mind, and definitely something that not originated in the head, in your brain, so to say.
For Radio Bulgaria, Sasha Grinyuk presented his debut album, and we are to listen to part of Play Piano Play by Austrian composer Friedrich Gulda. Thank you. The audience in Pleven had the unique chance to listen to several young musicians with impressive international careers. One of them is violinist Mark Bushkov from Belgium, who is the son and grandson of famous Russian musicians. Listen to him performing Berceuse by Gabriel Fauré. Peter Wall plays the grand piano. Contemporary music for harmonica is not something often performed on stage, but it was part of the Katya Popova worried days. The audience enjoyed the performance of master of this instrument Nikola Pekovic from Serbia. He is the winner of awards from festivals in Canada, Spain, Russia, Serbia and Ukraine.
Prvi put sam u Bugarskoj I ovo je neverovatno iskustvo za mene jer
I'm in Bulgaria for the first time. This is a precious experience for me as I met a great number of musicians and listened to interesting concerts. I was worried about the way audience would meet music of contemporary authors that I perform, but I received a very warm reception. I also had the time to see the city of Pleven. I liked it, but I'm most impressed by the hospitality of people. I would love to perform here again, he says. Pianist Stanislav Kristenko was also part of this year's festival. He has had concerts in the most prestigious music halls worldwide with renowned orchestras. He says he has friends from Bulgaria who told him a lot about this country.
К сожалению, никогда не удается действительно увидеть страну, потому что...
Unfortunately, I never have the time to see the cities where I perform. My work requires concentration. Sometimes I go back to these places as a tourist. I would like to come back to Bulgaria too. I'm from Kharkov, Ukraine, but I have been living for 6 years in the United States. In Bulgaria there is something in the air that makes me feel almost like home. I listened to other musicians and saw how warmly they were welcomed. I also felt great on stage. I watched how people listened to the music and applaud. Such audience always gives me happiness and hope for the future, the musician says. Many things have changed since the first editions of the festival, when it was supported by all state institutions in Bulgaria and cultural circles of Pleven. Today the municipality needs to organize a procurement procedure for part of the festival's organization and hope that winners of prestigious awards would have time to come to this country. The main organizer of the last two editions of the festival is Martin Karnowski and his team of New Art Zona. I'm very happy that foreign partners know well the worried days and have great respect towards the festival, he says and adds. Everything is the result of the efforts of all those who worked over the years, he says. We also gave our contribution for the development of the festival. This year the atmosphere was wonderful and many new friendships were born. Stanislav and Nikola have already agreed to play together. The young accordionist met students from the local school of music and gave them valuable advice. Moreover, in November, the first group of young Bulgarian accordionists would go to participate in a masterclass in the university in Niš in Serbia. Our goal is young talents from Bulgaria to have room for professional progress, he says. We end this edition of Time Out for Music with a performance by Stanislav Kristenko.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.